Then thirdly, awareness of thoughts. Suppose one is asked suddenly, what are you thinking of just now? If you're asked this question very directly, very pointedly, abruptly, unexpectedly, usually most people have to confess they don't know. You're taken unawares. You don't know of what you were thinking at the moment that you were asked what you were thinking of. And this is because we don't really think. We just allow thoughts to drift, as it were, through the mind. We're not really aware of them. We're just sort of vaguely conscious in a sort of twilight, dull way, but not really conscious, not really aware. Because there's no directed thinking. We're not deliberately thinking. We don't say to ourselves, well, now let me think about such and then go on thinking about it. No. The thoughts, the ideas just drift vaguely, fleetingly, woolily, loosely through our minds, drift in and drift out. And sometimes they'll just eddy and curl and wind round and round inside the mind. So we must learn, as it were, to watch from moment to moment, see where the thoughts arise, see where they come from, see where they go also. And in this way we shall find the flow of thoughts will be reduced. And what has been termed mental chatter, the chatter of the mind, which goes on incessantly all the time, will be stopped. And eventually, if we persist in this practice of awareness of thoughts long enough, the mind will become, certainly at certain points, certain peaks in meditation practice, silent. All thoughts, all discursive thoughts, ideas, concepts will just stop, will just as it were be wiped out. The mind will be left silent and empty, at the same time full. Now this sort of silence, this sort of emptiness of the mind is much more difficult to achieve, much more difficult to experience than any mere silence of the tongue. But it is at this point, when the mind becomes silent, when through awareness thoughts, as it were, vanish, leaving only the pure, clear awareness or consciousness behind, is at this point we may say that real, true meditation begins. Now, these three kinds of awareness, that is to say, awareness of the body and its movements, awareness of one's feelings, one's emotions, and awareness of one's thoughts, these three should be practiced, we are told, all the time. Whatever we are doing, all through the day, even with practice at night, even in the midst of dreams, we should continue to be aware. And if we're aware in this way, aware all the time of how our body is disposed, how we stand, how we walk, how we sit, how we raise our arm, how we put down our foot, if we're aware of this, if we're aware of what we're saying, aware of our feelings, aware of whether we're happy or sad or neutral, aware of what we're thinking, aware whether our thinking is distracted or undistracted, whether directed or undirected, if we are aware all the time, aware, as I've said, day and night, aware week after week, aware even all our lives if possible, then we shall find that gradually, little by little, perhaps imperceptibly, but nonetheless surely, this awareness will transform, will transmute, we may say, our whole being, our whole character. Psychologically speaking, one may say that awareness is the most powerful transforming agent that we know. If we apply heat to water, at once the water is transformed into steam. And in the same way, if we apply awareness to any psychic contents, these are at once refined and, we may say, sublimated. So much, therefore, for awareness of self, of oneself, on these different sub-levels.